The White House relies on the Alien Enemies Act as the issue of transporting migrants to El Salvador moves to a different court. Also, Americans react to reports that the Trump administration shared attack plans against Houthi rebels in an unclassified group chat with a journalist. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. The Trump administration invoked a state secrets privilege, refusing to provide a federal judge with any additional information regarding the deportation of Venezuelan migrants to El Salvador under an 18th century wartime law known as the Alien Enemies Act. The action comes as U.S. District Judge James Boasberg seeks to determine whether the government disregarded his order to ground planes carrying migrants earlier this month, following his ruling that blocked the deportations of suspected illegal immigrants who are alleged to be gang members without due process. Boasberg seeks details about when the planes landed and who was on board, information the Trump administration claims would raise diplomatic and national security concerns. The planes ultimately landed in El Salvador. Meanwhile, government attorneys requested a federal appeals court on Monday to overturn Boasberg's order and permit deportations to resume. As U.S. Circuit Judge Patricia Millett questioned a Justice Department lawyer about the alleged Tren de Aragua gang members who were flown to a prison in El Salvador under the Alien Enemies Act, she commented, "Nazis got better treatment during World War II." During Monday's hearing, the appeals court did not make a decision on the administration's request to lift Boasberg's order. U.S. airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels struck sites across the country overnight and into Tuesday morning. The Iran-backed militant group reports that one attack in the capital resulted in at least two fatalities and left over a dozen others injured. This marks the 10th day of American strikes on the rebels. The strikes are part of President Donald Trump's campaign to target the rebel group while putting pressure on Iran. Iranian officials maintain they do not support the Houthis, who have launched attacks against U.S. and Israeli ships in the Red Sea as a show of support for Hamas since the Palestinian militant group attacked Israel in October 2023. Reports indicated that the Houthis have more than 100 commercial and military ships in the region, including the Red Sea, the Arabian Sea, and the Gulf of Aden. Meanwhile, the fallout continues regarding the sharing of U.S. attack plans against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Middle East, stemming from an unclassified group chat that a Trump administration official allegedly sent to the editor-in-chief of Atlantic Magazine. "Nobody was texting war plans," Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told reporters Monday. Here's Straight Arrow News Washington correspondent Ray Bogan to explain the sequence of events. President Donald Trump addressed the controversy Monday night. "I don't know anything about it," Trump said. "I'm not a big fan of The Atlantic. It's, to me, it's a magazine that's going out of business. I think it's not much of a magazine, but I know nothing about it." The U.S. and Russia will release a joint statement on Tuesday concerning Monday's discussions about a ceasefire in Ukraine and a potential end to the war there, according to Russian state media and CBS News. It follows 12 hours of closed-door talks in Saudi Arabia. While the details of the statement were not immediately clear, reports from the American negotiators after the meeting seemed optimistic. They also briefed Ukrainian officials on the U.S. and Russia's discussions. A Kremlin spokesman informed reporters ahead of the talks that they would include discussions on a potential ceasefire in the Black Sea, a proposal from Trump that was agreed to by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The genetic testing company 23andMe has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, raising questions about the fate of data belonging to approximately 15 million customers. The bankruptcy filing follows 23andMe's struggle to establish a sustainable business model centered around its core product, an at-home DNA testing kit that provides personalized genetic insights. Before the company announced its bankruptcy, the California Attorney General warned 23andMe customers to remove their genetic data from the company's databases due to uncertainty about where it might end up. He also provided guidance on deleting genetic data from 23andMe, instructions on how to have the company remove test samples, and ways to revoke access to their data used in third-party research studies. A 23andMe spokesperson told NBC News that there will be no change in how the company stores customer data, and it plans to adhere to all relevant American laws. However, legal experts stated that genetic data obtained lawfully and held by a tech company faces minimal federal regulation from the outset. As March Madness continues, the Sweet 16 lineup is now established for the women's side of the NCAA tournament. The games tip off on Thursday with Duke facing North Carolina after the Blue Devils eliminated the Oregon Fighting Ducks on Monday night. Then it's top-seeded South Carolina tipping off against fourth-seeded Maryland on Friday, March 28th. Also playing on Friday, North Carolina State and LSU are fairly evenly matched as the second and third seeds, respectively. Top seed UCLA will face Ole Miss. On Saturday, March 29th, TCU battles Notre Dame. Texas takes on Tennessee. UConn faces off against Oklahoma. And South Carolina will put up a fight against Kansas State. The Trojans move forward without star player Juju Watkins, who suffered a season-ending knee injury during Monday's victory over Mississippi State.